It's 7-Eleven. Now, your teenagers have tried to convince you to let them sleep in for years. Now, Montgomery County School Superintendent is pushing for later start times for some high school students as well. Joining us live is Superintendent Joshua Starr. Mr. Superintendent, you've got thousands of new best friends in high schools now all over the county.
Well, good morning, guys. I guess I can take all the friends I can get.
Well, the seniors must love this.
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of kids to talk to. We've already spoken to a bunch of kids in the process, but we're going to go out and talk to many, many more to see what the impact of this recommendation will be on everybody's daily lives.
You know, some other places have done it. My kids were in another county, and they had a later start time, and it made such a difference, not just for them, but I think for their teachers as well, because they were easier to handle.
Yeah, you know, look, there's a lot of support for starting schools later. We just have to figure out the practicality and the feasibility and the cost and the impact on our elementary and middle school kids and also on families and kids from parts of the county we haven't heard from. But if we can make it happen without a lot of disruption and at a reasonable cost, then I'm certainly expecting we will.
That sounds like a dad answer, though. Come on now. Are you going to do it, or are you just going to look into it?
Well, look, so the group did a fabulous report. They gave me four great options. I am now recommending to the board that we take this into further study. You know, these things do take time, and we have such a diverse county with so many different needs. We really focused on high schools in this report. We now have to understand the implications for elementary and middle schools. And again, if it's reasonable and if we can afford it, then I certainly want to do it.
What about the complications with sports activities, practices, things like that?
You know, look, I'm always of the mindset that everything can be worked out. And this is why we wouldn't start until 2015-16 to give a lot of time, you know, lead time for folks to reorganize what they have to do. Other counties do it. It's not, you know, like this is a completely bizarre or radical idea necessarily. And, you know, anything can be worked out with enough time and attention.
So at the earliest then, if this were to go forward, when would we see it?
2015-16 would be the start. School year.
Well, a lot of families are hoping you have great success in this one, Dr. Starr.
I'm hoping we can work it all out.
Montgomery County School Superintendent Joshua Starr, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Sure.